News. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. I imagine there'll be a few fires in fireplaces around town tonight across the area as we have another chilly night ahead. I think we'll fall to the upper 30s in the overnight hours tonight. Only mid-60s for a high tomorrow, a little breezy. Upper 30s again the following night, and then a late week warming trend as we get back into the 70s on Friday and into the 70s over the upcoming weekend, still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
In these uncertain times, you need a financial advisor who will fight for you.
My tiger kung fu is better than yours.
A man who is not afraid to face danger.
You'll have to try harder.
A man who knows the ins and outs of money matters.
Come on, then.
You need David Ernest. He is the financial fist of fury. Trained by financial monks high in the mountains, David Ernest will fight for your 401k, your IRA. Any money that matters to you matters to David Ernest. Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or visit his website at www.retirewithernest.com. There are many people who want to get their hands on your money. Don't let that happen. Call 334-279-7431 and talk to David Ernest. He is the financial fist of fury. You've worked hard for your money.
You are most certainly improving.
And you deserve to keep every dime. But we all need some help sometime.
I guess I'd better show you. That's me then.
David Ernest will help you keep your money.
I will show you again.
David Ernest is the financial fist of fury. From the people who brought you Crouching Savings, Hidden Interest, it's David Ernest in The Financial Fist of Fury.
It's very interesting. You've done well. You've got the right technique.
Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. You need David Ernest. He is The Financial Fist of Fury.
Come on, then.
And don't miss our second big feature, Abbott and Costello Meet Themselves.
From our super secret studios, very near the public library, so you have to be quiet when you come in. It's the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that asks the question, have you seen the remote control? No, wait, that's not the question. The question is, how's my portfolio doing? Well, you should ask David Ernest, because he's the guy who takes care of it for me. That's the smart answer. So sit back and pick up some smarts about your money from David Ernest.
And he's not here.
He's out there. Yes, he is. He's there.
Really?
Yes, he is. He's there.
Here?
Yes,
he is. He's here.
You know, we'll get this figured out one of these days, how to get everything turned up and down. That should fade out in a second. You'll be okay. But David Ernest is coming to us tonight from the south. He's way more south than normal. And let's see, Matthew's there somewhere.
I'm literally inside the computer.
Yes, you are. You're like a hologram or something. David, are you there?
I am here, but I don't know that I'm a hologram. I may be a hologram.
Well, there you go. We're all here, and it's through the wonders of modern technology and Zoom. Yes, everybody's together tonight. I'm here by myself at the radio station, which is kind of creepy. But,
a little spooky.
Yeah, I've spent the night at a radio station a couple times.
I believe it.
Because
well,
of
what we did, Rusty, as Matthew and I are actually inside a computer. We've gone to Germany inside a computer, and we're counting votes as we speak.
Yeah, I heard that they were coming up with some different numbers over there.
Yes, and you know, it looks very suspect. You know, guys, this is destructive for our country. When they start stealing votes, lying to us, and won't even let a president of the United States speak or say what they think without making fun of them, and this guy's trying to stand up for us, you know, what they don't really realize is that, and maybe they do, maybe they realize they've done something. They have caused a movement to begin, or should I say not end. This is a movement that will last, and they will regret the day that they tried to steal our vote away.
Amen.
Did that come through?
Yes. Yes, I was just waiting for somebody else to jump in there. I was looking up there at the television. Somebody just said they had somebody had passed away up there, and I was checking that out. But I understand that if these German numbers are correct, that it's like some kind of an electoral historic landslide for Trump.
Yeah, that's what we keep hearing. We keep hearing that, and also we keep hearing about this lady attorney releasing the cracking on them. But, you know, Biden
Shoot, I was all set for something to eat. I thought it was the cracklings.
Well, maybe that's what she meant. I don't know.
But actually, you know, I looked it up. I looked it up, and I thought the kraken was from Greek mythology, but actually it's from Norse mythology. And it's a large, like a sea monster, and from stories from way back in the day, it looks like a giant squid. Which may well be what it was, but that's what the Kraken is, and it would eat ships and sailors and all that kind of stuff.
So maybe it eats liberal.
maybe so.
That's crazy. some of this stuff that we hear, we're learning. I mean, like Greek mythology. Who would have ever thought that Greek mythology would be something imported in this election?
You never know.
Selection? No, you never know. You never know. So, you know, we were talking a little earlier about the left and the right, and we talked about, you know, some people try to, you were talking about this, Rusty, where people a long time ago all wore the same shoe, left and right.
Yeah, because that's just the way they made them. You know, you had either shoe could fit on either foot, and you got to say that real careful because I almost said something, but it's the thing, you know, the shoes were all made one way, and I think it was after the Civil War they started making them different.
So, you know, we were all similar back years ago politically. We were all together. We didn't want those Yankees from those red coats to come over here and, you know, take away our freedoms, and we didn't want to bow down to the king. You know, Canada, the Canadians, they still love their king, but we're curious about the king and the queen, but we're going, no, we don't bow down to anybody. We're Americans. We don't bow down to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, unless you're Barack Obama and you go over hanging around your Muslim friends over there, and you're bowing and bad mouthing the United States.
Well, they can do that all they want, but we are independents. or so we thought. And then here came the radical left, and it left us. When the radical left went so far left, we were going, wait a minute, we're splitting in half here, and one half of us still stays similar, but the other half is metamorphosed into something that looks awful, ugly, and terrible. And matter of fact, it's very evil looking, and it's trying to eat up everything and steal everything away from us. What have we produced? What have we begetted here, my friend, is something terrible. So left and right, yin and yang, black and white, what is going on in our world, in our little world? There's a little speck in the universe.
A lot more than we really know, I think. Just, you know, I think I'm wondering again, is this some other kind of a detract? What's the word? Distraction?
Deterrent.
Yeah. Something, or deterrent or distraction to keep our mind off of other things.
Exactly. You know, there's been some songs back in the past. I think Elvis Presley had one, and maybe some others about, you know, wearing the wrong foot, it doesn't fit, and all that stuff. You know, if you try to put the right foot on the left foot, it doesn't work anymore. If you try to put the left foot on the right foot, it doesn't work anymore. We have become so polarized. Our feet have grown so left and rightish. We can't wear each other's shoes anymore unless we're left or right-footed. It's just not going to work. So, you know, but here's the thing. Is the left right, or is the right right? Guess what? I think the right is right and the left is not right. What do you think, Rusty?
I think you're right. And two wrongs don't make a right. However, three rights do make a left. But I understand what you're saying.
That sounds like something I've heard a politician. But anyway.
Well, that is pretty politician-y, isn't it, Mel?
It is. So the deal here is, we are polarizing. We're becoming more and more opposite of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the middle of the worst crisis economically, politically, that we've had since way, way back before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War was a horrible thing. But it was, in my opinion, it's still over the same stuff. The North came down and they took over. Not because of slavery. Guys, if you believe that, then you are worse than the dumbest of the dumb. Listen, it's always over natural resources and money. Sure, the slavery was bad. Sure, the slavery was evil. I agree with all that. But it was propelling the South. And the North wanted to part. They wanted some of it. Now, what's happening here is they came down and they tried to take over. And they did. They took us over. The North took over the South. And then they kind of released us back as a clone of them. This is David Ernest's scenario, okay, but I'm sticking to it. Now, the other thing is the liberals versus the conservatives that's going on now. The liberals are trying to consume us. Same thing, money. Why do you think? It's over resources. Look, guys, when you have someone who's running for president stands up and says, I'm going to increase your taxes, you can count on it. When in the history of time has anyone ever been elected saying those words? I cannot imagine.
Me neither.
That anyone heard. Go ahead.
Me neither. I agree.
I've never heard anyone say, I'm going to increase your taxes, and they got elected. All I ever heard was, you know, I'm read my lips, and then he lied. But anyway, so we're in the midst of something different here. People are literally voting to give away more money. And this is kind of unusual. But now if you sit down and you think about it,
mm-hmm.
whose money are they voting to take or give away? Well, if it's a huge tax and it's the middle class that usually bears the brunt of things, then does it sound a reason that the poor are the ones that didn't save, are the ones that are going to try to get money from the middle class and the rich? They don't care. They've got so much money hidden somewhere anyway. They mm-hmm. can act like they're trying to help, just like, you know, Gates and the rest of them, Cyrus, all those people, Soros, I mean, all of them, they just they're just trying to look good, but essentially they know how to continue to make money. The poor middle class is the one that's going to get hit. You know, we are going to be taxed unbelievable when this thing comes through, and we have got to get on defense. You know, we see the offense coming at us. We see the clouds. We see the storm coming. The South saw the storm coming. The North came. What we're having here is the left is trying to consume the right. Pretty sure that when they're done with it, we'll all be wearing left feet. Mm. We'll all be standing on one side, and you'll only have one shoe.
I just wonder, and we still haven't talked to a Democrat. I'd love to talk to somebody who voted for Biden, and we're all tied up in this thing together right now. And like I said, I don't want to go off on you. I don't want to berate you. I would just like to know how you feel. Is this kind of thing that you signed up for? Do you think having your taxes go, what are they saying, like 60 or 70% bracket? I mean.
Well, it depends. I mean, the ordinary income tax will probably go up, even though Biden says he won't go up unless you make over $400,000. But
well, see,
you know that's not true. There's other ways to raise your taxes, guys.
Well, the thing that bothers me the most, I think, out of all of this, and the money is certainly what this show is about, health and wealth. I mean, but aside from that, I watched a lot of the Senate hearings today where they were grilling the social media CEOs. I had Zuckerberg up there. I don't know the guy from Twitter. He looks like he could have been Tom Hanks' body double from Castaway. But basically,
a little ball that he was bobbing around, or a little. No, that was a coconut.
He didn't have a man bun, but to each their own.
Wilson.
Right. The point of it is the amount of censorship and the amount of basically just them snuffing out, literally, I mean, guys, you've been tricked. You've been fooled. You're the idiot if you think that you haven't. Okay, I hate to say it, but it's true. And there's proof of all this. I mean, basically, these guys were having to attest as much as they could. They wouldn't give direct yes or no answers. But, you know, I mean, it was evident that it's all part of a grander scheme. I mean, and the best way for them to disguise it is just say, oh, no, it's not. No, that you're wrong. That's not what it is. That is what it is. And you're talking about a group of people that are seeking control, that are willing to take it at any cost. Okay, we're talking about democracy here. We should have a fair election. If Donald Trump lost the election fair and square, the vote should have been counted instantly. It should. I mean, my God, we went to the moon in 1969. We can count votes.
Amen. You know? That's it. We all know that this was fraudulent.
The mathematical anomalies of it. Guys, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not believable, guys. It's not believable what is going on. They say, oh, well, you lost the election. Okay, well, show us how that happened. Oh, well, hey, there's 200,000 votes over here we forgot to count. Oh, this is over here. No, we can't match these people back with these people. I've been reading all this stuff, hearing about it. They're going, oh, well, you know, well, just live with it.
And I think, you know, they use it like the ultimate distraction. Hey, let's use Donald Trump as the greatest distraction in the history of the United States so we can do all, we can try to tidy up and fix all these loose ends on all this dirty work that we're doing. Because it's all about to hit the fan. I mean, they are scared to death of this man, mm-hmm. period. They want him out at any cost. It doesn't matter. Oh, and while they're at it, we're going to go ahead and take everything that we can.
On the way out, yeah. And they keep throwing Joe up in front of that office of the president-elect thing. It's almost like on the Little Rascals, you know, they got the sign back there, like, you know, detective agency, and they got some of the letters turned backwards, just something they made up, you know. It's hilarious. And but I do have a question for you guys. Yes. to help me with this. You know, there's somebody behind all this. You know, everybody points to Soros because he's got more money than everybody. Yeah. But if this thing works, if there's this takeover, and the Democrats get everything, and who's pulling the strings? Is it Soros? And what's in it for the people who helped? I mean, what is he going to do? Let them just play things out, or what?
So there are things that are greater than money, and ideology would be one of them.
Uh-huh.
When you have an astronomical amount of money, you're able to be a philanthropist. You're able to do anything you want. Oh, so I'll give it all away so that people trust me and that they know that I'm a good guy, okay? He's pushing an agenda. His ideology is what he wants. He wants his dream, which is basically Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
He truly believes that that is the way, okay, and that we're all too idiotic to figure this out on our own, so he's already figured it out for us. So they force it on you. And when you force Americans to do stuff, what happens? We don't like that. You know, mm-hmm. I think we're tired. We're tired of being force-fed this bull crap, and we're tired of being lied to. We distrust our media. We distrust social media. It's been proven that as long as you agree with what their agenda is, oh, yeah, we'll be behind you. You're a good guy. The minute you have an opinion that varies or differs, No. Not only are you wrong, they'll try to cast you a conspiracy theorist, or they'll try to debunk you, or they'll try to make you pull some skeleton out of your closet, or whatever they can do. I mm-hmm. mean, it's a dirt smearing campaign at this point. To be a politician, you know, it's just about, the only way you win an election is, well, how much dirt can we get on the other person?
Right.
Whatever happened to, hey, I want to do something good for our country. I want to help people. I want to bring people together.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
I mean, we are so divided now. I fear it for my kids. I hate it.
That is it, Matthew. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my clients today, Colby. And if you're listening, Rodney, hope you're doing good. Not saying their last name. Anyway, he said, I'm scared to death, you know. We're all scared to death. That's the problem. You know, that my wife, she's scared. So many people call me, they say, we're afraid of what's going to happen. And they said, does Trump have a chance of winning? I'm going, yeah, he's got a chance of winning, but I mean, I don't think he has a real good chance of winning. Why? Because this election, in my opinion, was stolen. We were stolen. Why? By electronics, technology, lies, thievery, manipulation.
Much more than that, though. Yeah, they use fear. And that's their greatest weapon that they've got. And, you know, there were no consequences. There were no repercussions for anybody that was looting, rioting, acting a fool. They should have gone to jail and had the key thrown away. You know, I mean, no accountability at all. None.
I was sitting just a couple of days ago at a table with some folks. I asked them, I said, where are you from? They said, oh, we're from Portland. Please forgive us. I said, oh, no, it's okay. I said, how do you feel about what's going on? They said, we absolutely hate it. We're scared to death and we're leaving. We are coming south. I said, you're kidding. They said, no, we're getting the blankety blank out of this place. And I'm going, so really, you think that that's an unsafe place to live? And they said, absolutely. One of the most unsafe places to live on the face of the planet is, some place like Portland. Why? Because they don't care enough about us to protect us, our families. They don't respect the police. They're not basic Americans anymore.
No, it's turned into a hippie commune gone, you know, insane, basically. And I'll say that with there's validity in what I say. I mean, you've got a group of people that there are so many homeless people in Portland, and there's a lot of people that go to Portland. I mean, the amount of people that are born in Portland, Oregon, a few thousand. I mean, the population is in the millions. Everybody's going there because they know, oh, man, we can do whatever we want in Portland. They got free drugs aren't illegal. You can do whatever you want, man. It's a free-for-all.
I don't care what people do. What I care about is when they try to screw us over and take our freedoms, our money, and redistribute it to people who didn't deserve it. That's what I have a problem with, and I think most of the people across the nation, and including everyone that worked hard for their money in all 50 states and all of the other places, you know, that are part of the United States, like Puerto Rico or wherever. We have worked so hard. We don't want to see what we have go away. That's the reason why we're asset preservationists, as you know, Matthew. We protect people's assets from going away. There's so many things that can take it away. But government can take it away because they're sort of like, we created, we can take it. We giveth, we can take it. They are the gods of the money. They are the Treasury Department. They can do the IRS, they can do all this stuff. But if you play with the rules, if you use the right guidelines, you can protect your assets from erosion. And that's what we're all about. We need to protect people's assets from being eroded by inflation, by stock drops. You know, it's no doubt that this country is one of the most powerful nations on the planet, and that our economies will still continue to grow even with all this interference. But we will have a lot of ripples, dips and bumps and drops. And, you know, drops can last a long time. So if we have a huge drop because of all this stuff that's going on right now, we get to fight and, you know, going on, and it causes the stock market to correct massively. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I just have a bad feeling that it could happen. Why? Because it's so high, guys. The stock market is still going up. And the COVID is supposedly getting worse. Who knows? That could be a lie, too, but who knows? And also, all of these things are going on where people cannot work, cannot make, you know, any money. They have to stay home.
Right.
Trump tried to stop that. He tried to help it where we could continue to stay open. And now he's about to be pushed out of the way. They're about to close the economy back down. What on earth do you think is going to happen to your portfolio, your retirement plan? If this happens, do you think it's going to keep climbing, or do you think it's going to drop like a rock? Now, that's something you got to think about. That's the reason why we preserve assets and keep it dropping, keep it from dropping.
There you go.
Well, guys, listen up and act now while you still can, because if Elizabeth Warren gets in there and she's the head of the DOL, we won't be. Who knows what we'll be able to preserve? I don't know. Asset preservationism, maybe ancient history. Yeah,
That'd be even. But he and Elizabeth Warren are in the same pigeonhole, so to speak. They want to tax, regulate, and you know, it's just going to cause a lot of problems.
Well, if George Soros cares so much, why doesn't he just use his, you know, $1 trillion that he has to balance the budget and correct the deficit, even though it's over $1 trillion? It's probably $6 trillion, maybe more than that at this point. I don't even know. But what I'm getting at is, you know, it's so funny, all these people that have the capability of implementing their ideologies, they don't want to contribute to it.
No.
Well, you know how much money they have, you know how much money they have is not so much the problem, but their ideology, as you said, but also the fact that they are going to try to create more wealth. We can talk about that more. They have some sneaky things up their sleeves, these rich people do, about how they're going to take money from us too. And so the middle class is going to get the shaft. You know, we're always going to get the shaft unless we separate from something and protect ourselves. We don't want the shaft to be able to come at us. We need to get enough distance away from it so the shaft misses us when it comes after us.
Shut your mouth.
or somebody's mouth. Hey, you guys, I think we need to take a quick break, and we'll do that, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about that. And, you know, the mayor spoke this evening. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I got Matthew and David on Zoom there. I think they're taking a break as well. But the mayor spoke this evening, and everybody thought he was going to shut us down again. Well, he hasn't yet, but we'll try to find more out about that. If you stick around, we'll be back with more health and wealth. the Zoom Zoom edition here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck, duck here.
And a duck, duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck, duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, David has a website at retirewithernest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And one more thing you need to know about David. That boy loves to eat at the Waffle House. So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Yes, indeed, David and Matthew both coming to me from outside the studio. That's wild because used to it was a lot different. You had a lot of bulky equipment you had to get together. And you guys out there?
Yeah, we're here.
Used to you had a bunch of bulky equipment you had to get together and take with you and get out there early and get all these things set up for your remote broadcast. And let's see. Did I tell you that we have a phone call?
Oh, no.
We do have a phone call. Crawdad's on the phone. Crawdad, you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
See, I already identified him and told him not to cuss. But can y'all hear him okay?
We can. I can.
You have no delay?
No delay.
That's awesome. You guys are technically on a remote.
I guess you would say that, really.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not near each other. That's for sure.
We're remotely remoting.
Yes. I'm running into a little something, and I'll be brief about this. But here's the gist of it. You know how at one point we were hearing that the government, if we let things slide, that eventually somebody would be more in control of your health care than yourself, and they would tell you things like, well, don't worry, it's okay. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep him.
Like I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, but it turned out that it wasn't altogether that way. Well, yeah. I'm running into a little problem in that the Medicare department of the federal government, somewhat like the VA, is not operating at 100% efficiency. They have rules at Medicare, and what I'm running into, actually, my brother has helped me with this. He has filed an appeal of a decision that they've made up there at Medicare. Mm-hmm. But it goes down like this. Once they decide something, that's it, man. You know, they call the shots. They have the power to tell your doctor what he can and cannot do for you. They can tell a pharmacy what they can and cannot write a prescription for. and that's Medicaid. It gets worse when you move over to the VA. Take a look at the big facility at Pueblo, Colorado, the facility there, if you're interested in what the VA can and cannot do to their patients. Very sad situation there. But I have no recourse other than to complain, and then they go, okay, we've heard your complaint. Now get back in line and, you know, take your licks. I don't know what else to do, guys. The independent person in this country, like, if you had $1 million to spend on your own insurance, that's one thing. But if you have anything that's going to eventually back up to Medicare, like if you have Blue Cross Advantage, they're going to have to follow these quote-unquote guidelines. And if other people out there are listening and they're nodding their heads and trying not to kick the cat, I understand. I'm beyond my patience with this government agency. But, David, I just wanted to ask you, because I asked Rusty there a minute ago if he knew what you had done in your previous life that involved, you know, that service industry. But what were you a doctor, a lawyer, Indian chief, or a paramedic, or what did you do?
Well, I was several things. I was a paramedic in my earlier life. I was probably one of the youngest paramedics in the state of Alabama, but that was back in the 70s. Then I went on and did some of that, helped work my way through college. And then I got into the clinical laboratory field, and I did that for a long time. But it's interesting. Hospitals allow you to work sometimes like firemen do, where you work a certain period of time on and a certain period of time off. The last 13 years of this stuff, I was already doing financial stuff all over the place, so the last 13 years we built several companies, real estate companies, financial companies, because what do you do with 7 days off? And then at the ripe old age of 49, I walked away, and I'm 65 now, and essentially, I've had a good life. I hope to have a much longer life. But I've been in several schools, so to speak, several lifetime experiences. And I've seen, a lot of things, some things that were horrible, some things that were wonderful. But I do think that it gave me some knowledge and abilities to do some things differently. Someone says, hey, I was called to minister, I was called to preach, whatever. I feel like I was called to protect, to be a protector, such as, because people just don't really realize we're being fed a lot of bull a lot of times.
We are.
Advertisers, yes. Advertisers, other people that want to invest stuff, and I'm not saying they're bad people. By any means, it's just their philosophies are as different as the left and the right. Mm-hmm. So if your philosophy is that you're going to put everything at harm's way at risk, and mine isn't, which one do you think can tank faster than the other one?
The one against me is where a man works hard, saves money, and then when he gets down to when he needs that money, he finds that somebody's already dipped into it.
Exactly.
And that's where your preservation, I like that terminology that you use there, preservationist. But when you rely on this government out here, I hate to say it, but you remember the song James Brown did, The Big Payback?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of where people's mindset was working our way to this, is that some folks felt like, well, I've been done wrong, and somebody owes me something, and it's about time I get it. It's just, wait a minute, how about the fact that we open all the doors so that you have no barriers to improving your status, and you can do anything you want to, just work hard and apply yourself, and, God be with you, and good luck, you could be anything you want.
Exactly.
That's not enough. Some folks just want it, here's my card, and, I want my $10 million. I feel bad for veterans. I really do, because if anybody deserve somebody looking after them is people that have gone out there and put their neck on the line so that we don't have to worry about jihadis running around here. And yet, you know, occasionally we'll get one that'll pop up here, you know, bad enough that they're over there. And now we're finding out we got crazy nut jobs that want to disembowel our system from inside. Lord. But anyways, I'm sorry for ranting and raving. I appreciate you guys and what you do. And
hey, we appreciate you calling, man. That's a good call.
And Rusty, I tell you, man, you're a genius. I swear you, the stuff you put together is top-notch, man. Top notch.
Well, I appreciate that. I have some help. I'm on certain medications, and some of them are a little stronger than they should be, I think. But yeah,
you want to get sharing, everybody?
I don't know, man. I tell you, somebody said,
"Hey, yeah, hospice, get this with the docs freaking out about prescribing pain medications."
Yeah,
they're cracking down now, even on hospice with terminal people. Telling it's going to get down to where hospice is being told, well, you can't give that guy, you know, more than what was that, Seroquel? You can't give him so much more than this or so much more than that.
I know.
They might get addicted, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they might. My God. They might die with the Jones.
That's right.
It's weird.
Guys, take care.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That old crawdad on the phone. Appreciate and fellas. How's the weather down there, David? Y'all been? You told me this afternoon when we talked that y'all have been out walking on the beach and seeing the sights. And...
Oh yeah, it's very very nice here, Rusty. Uh-huh. You know, it's just like the all the troublemakers have.
Well, how about that? This Zoom meeting has ended, and. I am sitting here all by my lonesome now. Thank you very much. So I'm just wondering what to do now. David may call me up. I don't know. Let's see if he's going to call. Let's see if the phone rings here. I'll know. Hey, there's the phone now. but I bet it's not David. Maybe they'll get back with me in just a second here. I had a song pulled up for the end of the program. Tell you what I'll do is I'll get this song on. We don't usually play songs all the way through here, but I'll have this playing while I figure out what's going on here. It's Steeler's Wheels, Stuck in the Middle. Clowns on the left, jokers on the right. Here I am.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control.
Let this finish, boys. We'll come back.
And you started out with nothing in your palette, you're
Okay, fellas, I think we're clear now. I think I found everything and turned it all off.
All right.
You there?
Oh, cardio good. Burns fat, right?
Oh, man.
No.
This is terrible.
Cardio actually burns calories, usually in the form of carbs in the bloodstream.
Okay, I found it. Man, when did they start making icons on the computer so small? Ants can't see that. I mean, it's just that tiny. And I think we got bombed on the 40, is it 45 minutes they'll cut you off?
Supposedly we're paying extra for the time, so I have to talk to Leah and see what.
Supposedly the check didn't clear. But we got a few minutes left, and I think we'll be good. But, hey, you know, it is live radio, so there you go.
Yeah, so yes, the song, Stuck in the Middle with You.
There you go.
You know, we're all stuck in the middle with each other. Some folks don't want to be stuck with us. Some folks want to take what we have. You know, it's just not a really good situation right now. So many people are upset, scared. I'll be honest with you. I'm scared. I'm not going to lie about it. I am afraid of what this nation is facing. I am afraid of what the stock market could do in the short run. I think in the long run, like long, long, long run, you know, we'll be okay as long as the nation survives. But there's so many people that have worked so hard and they've got all this retirement money built up. These pension plans don't work like they used to. Used to, you'd get paid so much per month and you didn't have to worry about it. You know, we can do that. We have those kind of programs. But, you know, 401ks don't work like that.
Right.
I mean, they just want you to keep socking money away. And if it goes away, you know, just keep socking more money and it could go away. Yes. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But with all this distrust, social unrest, all these uncertainties, what is that going to do to our economy? What's that going to do to our country? And especially if you're retiring or anywhere near it, what's it going to do to your income, your safety net, what you work so hard for? You know, that's the reason why we're asset preservationists.
Mm-hmm.
We want to smooth that out, make it where you don't have to worry about what are they going to do. You know, they're going to fight. They're going to continue to fight. This thing is not over yet, but do you do we want, you know, our resources, our safety net, so to speak, to go away too? No, I don't. That's the reason why we do what we do, and we're pretty good at what we do. We're very good at what we do, and we want to help you. If you want to be helped, we want you to give us the opportunity to show you how we can help you survive if something bad happens in this economy. And trust me, this is not a good situation right now. We just don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does.
No.
If they do tell you, they're not telling you the truth.
Okay, you stopped talking, and about the time you stopped talking, I bumped something with my foot, and I thought I broke something. But let me throw this out. David makes a great point. You know, he can help, but the only way he and Matthew and Leah can help you is if you pick up that phone and dial 279-7431, 279-7431. Write it down. Jot it down somewhere. Make it a post-it note. Stick it up there so you remember, so if you don't do it right now, you will later. Call David Ernest at that number. They can set up an appointment for you to come in, or they can do it like we're doing it right now on Zoom, or on the phone, whichever you want to do. It's easy, and it's free, and it's going to help you out so much. You will go away from there or from that meeting with so much knowledge about what you can do to make sure that your future is set. And you don't have to worry about the crazy things going on in the government and in the politics and everything. 279-7431. call him right now. That's David Ernest, Ernest Financial, LLC. And I don't know who that was ran across in the back. Is that James?
That's James. So
I'm looking at him now. Yeah, he's getting tall.
He's getting tall,
of course,
yeah.
Folks at home can't see James. I remember when he was short. Now he's tall. Well, he's going to be tall like you. And there's that girl. That's like that coffee commercial on TV. She's just as cute as she can be. I hate you folks at home can't see these kids. These are Matthew's children, and they're just jumping around there.
We should be able to do a radio show and do it live somehow, and let people come on and watch us live.
We probably can. We'll have to figure that out now. You know, because Leah knows all about this, and
you're on the radio, Becca. Say something.
Oh, she's hiding now. She's how old is she now?
How old are you?
Four.
Okay. Yeah, I've been four a bunch of times. Many, many times. And James is seven.
Six.
Six. Okay. You could say how old he was. You couldn't say how old you were. Let her.
She can have my job.
Does Pop know how old y'all are? Probably.
Four and six, I hope.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. But, David, we've got a few minutes left if you want to talk about some more about the election or what we
need. Well, the election. It's not over with yet. Trump is going to continue to try to bring forward these fraudulent things that have happened. Whether they'll be successful to unleash, as they call, the Kraken or not, his lady attorney is a pretty good attorney. She was the attorney for, the general? What was his name? Anyway,
Custer? No, you know, it was. I know Custer. It wasn't Custer. He had a different.
No, it wasn't that far back. Anyway, this attorney, she is really, really, really. Her and Giuliani, they are really coming forward with a lot of different things. Now, you know, some people say, well, that's just rumor. That's just this. That's just that. No, I honestly believe there's stuff going on behind the scenes, and I honestly believe mm-hmm. that the mainstream media does not want us to know, so they play it down, just like they played Trump down. And, you know, theoretically, or if you really want to get right down to it, the mainline media tried to make people think it was hopeless,
mm-hmm.
so they there was vote suppression, okay? Because of this vote suppression, we probably didn't get near as many votes as we could have got, or Trump did. So, you know, was that legal? If you think about it, when you have so many news medias against you, they're saying, no, he's going to lose by 17%. And it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie. It's a deliberate lie. And then someone says, well, I'm not going to go vote. It's not going to help me anyway.
Exactly.
They did this to us.
That's the way they do it.
They did this to us. I think some repercussions, just personally, I just think massive repercussions should be going on. We shouldn't, as red states, personally, I think the red states should rise up against the blue states and say, look, guys, we ain't taking no more of this. We know what you did, and we're not letting you get away with it. And, you know, how could they do that? I don't know. I mean, we did it before, and it caused a civil war. I don't think we need to go that far with it, but I just think we need to say, look, let the Supreme Court make the decision. Let the states make the decision. There's 50 states under the 12th Amendment. There's 50 votes if you have a question. I think there's a big question right now, and I do think that the Supreme Court needs to say it's a big question, and then the 50 states vote, and guess what? I think it would be a Trump win.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's so much stuff that does they I do not believe that this was a secure vote. I don't care what they say. I think that is just pure propaganda.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe a word they say, just like I don't believe a lot of things they say. But I'm sorry. I kind of got on the bandwagon there. But, I just think we need to defend our rights.
It's a coincidence if I bump into you at the store. You know, it's kind of a coincidence. But the fact that all these states that they're having problems with are Democratic states.
Yeah.
They're all Democratic states. That's just a little too far out to be a coincidence.
And every one of them used that rigged
Dominion
voting. Dominion, yeah. They were the only ones that did, uh-huh. We understand. So go figure, as you said. Go figure.
Go figure.
Like my grandfather used to say, I'm figuring that don't sound right. It doesn't smell good. It stinks to high heaven.
Uh-huh.
Something don't smell right about that. It is not right. We've been done wrong. And we've got to be ready for whatever's going to happen to this economy. Guys, if you're worried about it, give us a call. We'll show you how we can protect your assets. I don't know if we can protect, the vote, but we can sure protect your assets. 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
All right, sir. Now, David, are you going to be back tomorrow night or Thursday night?
My plan is to be live with you tomorrow night.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Surprise.
And how about you, Matthew?
I'm planning on being there live, too.
Well, I'm planning on being here. How live I'll be, I don't know. But like Joe Diffie said, I think it was Joe Diffie, just propped me up beside the jukebox. That was Joe Diffie, wasn't it?
He died.
And then he died, bless his heart. But he, that's another thing. Joe Diffie dies, and he's got fourth stage lung cancer, and they say it was COVID.
Yep.
You know, it's just, right. And now they're talking about, we're going to have some winter weather and the flu may rear its ugly head. And so there's no telling what's going on.
But closing the economy completely down is not the answer.
No.
It's not the answer. It's an answer for disasters like mixing gasoline with fire.
That's not a good mix at all.
Not a good mixture.
All right, sir. Well, we've got about 50 seconds, and we're just going to talk it out this evening because we played that song a while ago. David's been at the beach this week on a fact-finding mission. You find any facts yet?
Oh, yeah.
Keep looking.
I'll talk about that tomorrow. There's quite a few facts that we found out.
And Matthew is live over there at Ernest Arms Manor over there, and got the kids running around there. And now, have they gone back to school yet?
Yes, they're back at school. Beck is out. They've had a COVID outbreak.
Oh, no.
But James is in everything.